It's 3 p.m. A day or so after the close of our last episode, as...
Office of Perry Mason. Harry! Huh? Of course it's me. Who'd you think, Marilyn Monroe? Oh, Harry, I do not. Piper?
Gertie, come to Miss Mason's office.
I'd love to, honey. Della, I didn't know you were back.
Well, I am, honey. Tell Harry goodbye and come to Mr. Mason's office.
Oh, sure, Della. Goodbye, Harry. See you at 5:30. Watch the switchboard for me, Hazel.
Yes. Yes, Albus. All right. Okay, keep an eye on him. You want something, Gertie?
Aunt Della sent for me.
Here's a list of phone calls to you.
Meriwether, Honey Packer, Steve Ponatese from the DA's office, Della. Mm-hmm. Mr. Donald Wallace, what about it?
Gertie made a little mark by Mr. Wallace's name.
I always do that when there's something special about a phone call.
I thought Gertie should tell you herself, Chief.
All right, Gertie.
Well, Mr. Wallace is the uncle of that girl who disappeared and you found her, only she's lost her memory.
You mean Suzanne Barclay?
Oh, thanks.
I mean, that's why I was interested when Mr. Wallace phoned you.
So what did he say, Gertie?
He said he mailed you a letter, but he's changed his mind. Mr. Wallace said he didn't feel right about just sending you the letter. He wants to tell you personally. So he asked you not to open his letter until he can come here and talk to you.
Mm-hmm. Did he say what was in the letter?
No, sir. But he sounded funny.
Worried?
No. More like he's ashamed. I think he's awful sorry he mailed the letter, Mr. Mason.
Well, when did he mail it?
Oh, it's here already. It came this afternoon, special delivery.
Where is it, Gertie?
I put it on your desk, Gella.
Oh, yes, here it is, Chief.
Yes, well, thank you, but Wallace asked us to wait.
Well, I'll give him an appointment.
Mm-hmm.
Gertie, put the letter in Mr. Wallace's file, please.
Okay, but you better lock it.
Why?
Mr. Wallace said the letter's important. Gella, how is Suzanne Barclay?
We think she'll be all right, Gertie.
Well, has she really lost her memory, Della?
No, she's pretending.
But why?
Suzanne's afraid. Afraid for herself and for her mother.
Oh, afraid of Gus.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Well, she'll get over it.
You think so?
Why, sure. You just can't stay scared forever. I'll bet she snaps out of it soon.
Well, we hope so, Gertie, if there's time to wait.
Yeah. I'll put Mr. Wallace's letter in his file, Della. I wonder what's in it.
I wonder myself. Get me a line to his office, will you, Gertie?
Normally, there might be time to wait for Suzanne Barclay to regain her courage. But we are about to hear the start of a short, explosive chain of events. Gordon Webber is on the point of making a discovery which may result in a violent and immediate outburst of passion and destruction. Gordy has no idea he's about to participate in the exciting events of his life. In fact, as Gordy enters the office of crime boss J.T. Dougherty, Gordy feels disheartened and discouraged. But being Gordy, he keeps his chin up and his shoulders back. He smiles bravely at J.T.'s secretary. And as he enters J.T.'s office...
Hiya, J.T. Hey, you're looking great.
Gordon.
I hope you're feeling as good as you look, J.T. You're really looking great.
I'll give you 5 minutes, Gordy. I wouldn't have given you that if you hadn't said it's important.
Oh, it's important, but what I got to ask will only take a second.
Good. I'm busy.
Yeah, well, sure, but you said I can have 5 minutes. First, I want to show you something.
What?
Oh, wait till you see it, J.T. Just wait. I'll unwrap it for you. There.
What is it?
Candy. That special candy you're nuts about. It's the very same kind Gus Jansen gave you, remember? You remember when Gus gave you some of it? I happen to remember the kind, so... Well, I brought you some. You've been too busy to see me the last couple of weeks, but I want you to know I'm thinking about you, J.T.
Yeah. What do you want? Well, speak up, Gordy. I'm going to receive an important phone call in less than 5 minutes.
I want to go away, J.T.
Go away? Where?
Oh, out west, down south, Mexico, maybe.
Why?
Look, J.T. last year when Gus Jansen got himself all loused up. You let him go away. You let him go away and get on his feet before something blew up. The way he was going, something was going to blow up, so you let him go. But, J.T., if I don't get out of here, something's going to let go. Something's going to happen.
So, it's the girl, Kate Beekman.
Yeah. Look, it ain't easy for me to say this. She's driving me nuts. Every time I see her, I start shaking inside. And every time I see her with Gus Jansen, I start shaking so you could see it. I got to get out before I blow higher than a kite. I'm telling you, J.T., something's going to happen.
You're all wrong, Gordon.
You think I'm kidding? You think I could say what I've been saying without meaning it? J.T., I'm asking you.
Gordon, you won't be seeing Kate Beekman much longer. August is going to frame her automobile accident immediately.
Why so soon?
Two reasons. First, her father is now general manager of Nicholas Importing Company.
What about it?
Ed Beekman controls company policy. I'll control the company when I control him. And I will.
When you frame Kate in the accident?
Of course.
All right, but what's the hurry?
The big fella is going to get out of the stolen car business for the time being.
You're kidding.
The big fella never jokes, Gordy. We'll suspend operations until the heat is off. Meanwhile, the big fella has other plans.
Well, look, J.T., you can still let me go away. Especially now. You don't need me.
I need you because when the heat is off, we'll go back to the stolen car business. Meanwhile, I need someone to act as caretaker for the organization. Now, you'll continue to manage the nightclub as a nightclub until further notice.
But, J.T.,
don't argue with me, Gordy, and get out of here.
All right, I won't argue, but will you think about what I ask you? Think about letting me go away.
All right, Gordy. Now get out of here. The big fellow's going to phone me, and he... What are you thinking, Gordon?
Huh?
You had a peculiar expression on your face.
Well, I got a peculiar face. Well, you really want to know, huh? Well, I was thinking what a lucky guy you are, J.T. You're the big fellow's right-hand man.
Yeah, you think so, Gordy. Don't envy me, Gordy. I work with the big fellow, that's true, but you know what I am, Gordon? I'm a cat's paw.
Huh?
If things go wrong, the big fellow will use me to pull his chestnuts out of the fire. And if there's ever bad trouble, I'll have to take the rap for him. That's why the big fellow never lets anyone see him.
You mean he'd throw you to the wolves?
I'm his insurance policy.
You're his fall guy. Well, he's a smart operator.
Very. Hello. Hello, big fella. How are you, sir? You're feeling well, I hope? Oh, go away, Gordy. Hey, excuse me, sir. No, go out the other way. Just a moment, please, big fella. I was talking to one of the boys. He's just leaving now, sir.
Oh, I forgot to leave the box of candy. Well, I'll just leave it inside J.T.'s door.
Shut up. Shut up. I'm warning you, big fellow. Follow my orders or I'll give you another lesson.
What?
You want me to give you another lesson?
J.T.'s talking like he owns the guy.
Well, big fellow. Yeah, that's better. That's very much better. But I'm warning you. Watch your step or I'll cut you down now. I'll throw you to the wolves, big fella. Big fella. You make me laugh, you stuffed shirt.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes me laugh, too. J.T. is the big fella. The guy he calls the big fella is only J.T. Stooge. Okay, I warned J.T. I told him something would happen if he didn't let me go away. Okay, now I know his secret. Something will happen. Only not exactly what I expected, or J.T. expected. Yeah, now I know where to look. I'm going to get behind it, and then I'll beat him over the head with it. So long, big fella.
J.T. Doherty has taken elaborate measures to protect his own safety. But now, Gordy has learned his secret. You'll join us tomorrow, won't you?